today in the series on stress busters. And we've been talking about different scriptures about how to deal with stress and worry and anxiety and pressure in our life. As I've talked to you, the Lord's kind of spoke to me and helped me to kind of lighten up on a few things as well through that series. Hope that it has helped you as well. Today we're going to look at Jesus' words where he says, "Come to me and I'll give you rest," out of Matthew chapter 11. But I wanted to begin with a little story that kind of shows us the need, not just for physical rest. You might not be tired physically, but for soul rest. The Pelicano was one of the most unwanted ships in the world. For over 2 years, it floated on the open seas. It could be called the Flying Dutchman of the 20th century. No port would accept it. The massive ship was turned away from at least 11 countries, including Honduras, Costa Rica, Cape Verde, and the Bahamas. It wandered the Caribbean, went to West Africa, sailed the Mediterranean, roamed the Indian Ocean. It was only allowed to dock long enough to refuel and then to go back to sea. During those years, the Pelicano changed names 2 times and its owners 1. The reason the widespread rejection of the Pelicano is because in 1986, the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, didn't have a lot of brotherly love going on, and the sanitation workers in that city went on strike almost a month. So a lot of trash accumulated in a month in a city that size of Philadelphia. At first, they tried to ship their trash to Ohio and Georgia. They wouldn't accept it. And so what Philadelphia ended up doing was they incinerated their trash into 28 million pounds of scrap and ash, dumped it into the belly of the ship, called it the Pelicano. The Pelicano became an infamous floating garbage dump with megatons of rotting trash containing toxic elements from arsenic to lead. So no nation around the entire world wanted the Pelicano anywhere near them. It had a cargo of trash that it couldn't get rid of. Now, sometimes life has a way of unloading its junk on us, too, due to our sins or circumstances or because of things that others have done to us, either intentionally or unintentionally, we get burned under the weight of trash. In fact, over time, this trash becomes downright toxic. It produces the fumes of anger and guilt and pessimism and fear and bitterness. So we end up floating from one person to another or from one situation to another situation, only to discover that we can only hang around long enough to get some fuel, but no longer than that because no one wants our trash. If you can identify with the Pelicano today, then you know what it's like to feel aimless, exhausted, and weary under a heavy burden. Weary is different from sleepy. You can fix sleepy with a bed or maybe a nap in the easy chair, but weary dictates how you feel and what you do. Weary means you can no longer relax. Weary means you can no longer be able to be at home with who you are. You've lost your peace. If weary describes you, then I have good news for you, because Jesus says that he offers freedom from what weighs you down. This freedom comes through one of the greatest words in Scripture that he gives us, and that is rest. Jesus says that he has come to give you rest. He gives you a place to dock. He gives you a way to be rid of your trash. He gives you not only a rest in heaven, but also an ongoing rest while you're here on earth. So our scripture today is found in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and it's going to be up here on the screen for you. You can see that as I read it with you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus tells us that we can replace our trash with his yoke. He says that if we yoke up with him and learn from him, we will find the rest that we so desperately crave. We will find the freedom that we need. No one knows exactly where the Pelicano is today. The story is that the ship, which sailed around the world in search of a place to unload Philadelphia's garbage, eventually retired. Like many ships of its size, once it had served its time, the Pelicano was most likely recycled into scrap metal. Pieces of its hull might be found in a car carrying a family around India today. Fragments of its deck might make up the shell of a tractor plowing a field of corn in Ohio. Portions of its bow might be in a school child's desk in New Jersey. Or sections of its bulwark might be a part of a bridge over a bay. Wherever the Pelicano is, it no longer carries its burden. And because of that, it's free to be more than anyone ever imagined it could be. And God wants you to unload your burden. He wants you to experience the fullness of the life that He has in store for you. I had an illustration this week of someone who was really burdened down on Thursday night about 10 o'clock. Somebody came to our door, knocked on the door. Brian was there. He opened it. And I wanted to talk to him. He's a young guy. I'd say he seemed like he's maybe in his 20s. But he was nervously. He was upset. He said, people are chasing me. I don't know what to do. He said, I used to be involved in drugs, and I did that, but I'm not doing that anymore. I have slipped up sometimes, but I, you know, hung around with the wrong people. He said he'd been in jail 4 times for stealing to get stuff for his drugs. Kind of wondering if it's a guy that just got caught here. I don't know, but somebody just robbed the station not too long ago. Maybe it is. I don't know. He said he used to go to church here when he was a kid. And so, you know, I prayed with him, but he was so upset. He said, I can't go anywhere. They're following me. He said, there's a kind of a watch people in this community or something, and they track you down. And they keep watching you, keep plaguing you. Either that or the police was after him. Maybe he's just paranoid from being on drugs too much, but he was really upset. And he said, I can't find any rest. I can't find. He said, can I just go out and park? I want to park by your church sign. Can I just be there for a half hour so that I can rest? I have a cabin up north that I'm going to go to, but I just need some rest. That's a guy who's weary. He's, you know, he needs God's rest. And there's all kinds of people like that. They just can't get away from it. They can't get away from where their life has taken them. They're discouraged. They're afraid. And Jesus talks to people like that. He says, just come to me. I'm going to give you rest. When other people might cast you aside, people don't want to have anything to do with you, people might even throw you in jail, he says, just come to me, and I can give you rest. So from this scripture today, I want to share with you 3 things, very simple, 3 things that you must do to find rest for your soul. The first thing is this, you've got to go to Jesus. Jesus says, come to me. He gives this open invitation to come. And that's one thing that I love about Jesus. He says, anybody can come. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, how bad society thinks you've been, you know, what you're involved in. He said, just come to me. And he says, you don't have to come to a religion. You don't have to come to this list of do's and don'ts or your righteousness that you think you need. It's a relationship with me. He says, just come to me, and I will give you rest. Whoever wants to can come, the Bible says. In Revelation, it says, whoever's thirsty, let him come and take freely of the water of life. The Spirit and the bride, not only Jesus, the Holy Spirit, said, just come. Isn't that great to have an open invitation from God, when nobody else thinks you're any good and nobody has anything for you and you're being downtrodden and you're being lost and you're anxious and you're running? He said, just come to me and find rest. So you go to Jesus. And how do you do that? I put 2 ways for you. A, you must recognize that He is the solution. It's not your efforts. It's not going to this doctor, going to that doctor, figuring all those out. Some of those things will help on the process. It's not just going to church. It's not just going through rituals. It's not just trying to get a new diet. It's not just exercising. It's go to Jesus. You got to trust Him. He's the one that can give you rest when nobody else can. And how does He do that? He lifts our burden. He forgives us. He takes away that sin. He just lets us rest in His presence. He doesn't chase us down. He's not pursuing us. And B, you must trust in Him. You've got to trust in Him for your salvation. These people that Jesus were speaking to, they were so burdened down by the law because the Pharisees and the scribes took the regular Ten Commandments and they made 365 things that you had to do out of it and 250 other laws out of it, and they just burdened them down. And in other places, Jesus says, you know, they burden you down with all this stuff and you can't live up to it. You're always feeling guilty. You're always feeling down. And He says, just come to me because my way is a way of grace. My way is a way of forgiveness. Just give it to me and trust me to take you, and you can find rest. So you got to go to Jesus. The second thing He says, you need to take His yoke upon you. Now, when I think of yoke, I think of eggs. I think somebody throwing an egg in my face and the yoke's on me. That's what I think of yokes. So I had a little video. I wanted to show you what the yoke is that Jesus is talking about here. It doesn't have any music with it, but you can see it. The yoke is that wood piece that goes between the ox that they use for plowing. This must be in Africa or something. He's just got this one little plow that he's plowing. and then there's somebody behind them that's kind of controlling them and guiding them, but two of them together, then they pull together to get that job done. Anybody want to do that this afternoon? Want to go out and plow your field with one little thing? You have one, and you probably used to do it that way, didn't you? When you You're not that old, are you? Anybody here ever plowed with horses or with me? Probably not. It's before your time. Probably your dad did, right? But that's not that far out. But see, we don't understand it because it's not in our lifetime. So when Jesus talks about a yoke, he's talking about that kind of a setup there. He says, take my yoke upon you. And so what does that mean? First of all, a yoke is a symbol of partnership. There are two of you working on it, not just one. So Jesus says, I'll help you out with your problems. I will help you carry your load. He doesn't add to your load. He says, I'll share your load. He doesn't have a load because he's God. He says, I'll share your load. Stick with me. Go shoulder to shoulder with me. Work with me, and I will be your partner, and I will carry a part of your load. He said, my yoke's easy, and my burden is light because we're sharing it. In Psalm 55:22, it says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load, and he'll help you out. Let me tell you something about God. He's got a stronger back than you. He's got stronger legs than you. He can handle any load. The Bible says nothing is too heavy for him. Nothing is too much of a burden for him. So you can't handle it. But you know what? You team up with him, you can, because he's going to help carry the load. So the yoke is a symbol of partnership. Secondly, the yoke is a symbol of control. When those were hooked together, those animals didn't have control anymore, do they? The person that's behind them with the reins controls them. So Jesus says, you need to surrender control to me. You hook up with me and kind of let me guide you in life. And that's what we rebel against, because we don't want to do that. But if we would just do it, we would realize that he's going to take us in a better direction. Where oxen are yoked together, they are controlled by the master. And when you are under the yoke of Christ, you are controlled by God. You've given up control. The load is lighter, but you have given up control. When I'm yoked with Christ, we move together in the same direction at the same pace. When you are yoked with Jesus Christ, you can't go in a different direction than Jesus. And when you are yoked with Jesus, you can't go any faster than Jesus does. He sets the direction. He sets the pace. Now, if you're like me, I like to go faster. I want to go ahead of him. I should get it done quicker. But Jesus says, just relax. Just hook up with me and go my pace. Which that looked pretty slow, didn't it? I mean, that looked like a real slow plowing. I think now we got how many plows? 18, 20 or something, big, huge tractors. That's the way I want to plow. I don't want to go like that. But sometimes Jesus says, slow down and let me take it my way. So if you really want to find rest, you go to Jesus and you yoke up with him. You let him take control. You surrender your control, your plans, your future to him, knowing that he's going to take you in the right direction and he's going to get you where you need to go. Stop worrying about plowing so much and doing so much and let him just take you in the right direction. So things you must do to find rest: you go to Jesus, you take his yoke upon you, and then thirdly, you learn from Christ. He says you need to learn from me. That's what a disciple should do. How do you do that? A, you let his words instruct you. You need to get into his word. You need to find his teaching. Let him instruct you and let his example guide you, because he then becomes your mentor. He's your teacher, your daily guide, and he will lead you. So it's kind of a learning process. You know, I think when we come to Jesus and we ask him to forgive us, our burden can be gone from all that past guilt, and we know that we're on the right track, but we still have to learn. If we try to do it in our own way and we try to plow so fast and we want to do our own thing, we're going to be anxious. But when we learn from him, we see his example, we relax, then over time, we're going to find that rest as we learn and we follow him as an example. On the back of your sheet, I put then, why can you trust Jesus? He tells us why we can trust him, because you don't want to yoke up with somebody. Do you want to yoke up with any cow? I mean, do you want to pull with anybody? I mean, what he's saying is, this is why you can trust me, why you can yoke up with me. Because he said, I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart. He's gentle, humble in heart. This is the only place I know in Scripture that Jesus describes himself, of who he is, or what he's like. And he says, what he's basically saying is this, that you can take my yoke because I'm gentle. You don't have to be afraid. I'm not like your previous masters. I'm gentle and I'm humble. You suffer now because your present masters, the world system or Satan or your own sinful nature, is haughty, it's proud, and it's dominating you. He says, I don't do that. said, I'm gentle and I'm humble in spirit. He doesn't harm anybody. He doesn't hurt people. He doesn't condemn them. He is patient. Are you glad that God's patient with you? He's not only patient with sinners, he's patient with saints who want to go their own way. Have you ever been like that ox and you try to pull the other way? You want to do your own thing? You go your different direction? And he said, come back to me. He's gentle with us. He's humble with us. He's not demanding. He says, so you can come to me. The second thing is you can come to me because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Easy is krestos in the form which means useful, manageable, serviceable, that which fills a need and is well-fitting. In other words, it's designed to fit your needs. It's tailor-made. His yoke for you is tailor-made for you. It's not going to be too oppressive to you. Light means eleftheros, which is light in weight, agile, not burdensome or overbearing. So Jesus says, you can come to me, you can hook up with me and take my yoke upon you because I'm gentle, because I'm humble in heart, and because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to close with this illustration. There was an old farmer plowing with a team of oxen. You don't remember that either, except for Jane. She remembers that. Watching her, maybe the old movies about her dad. My day's coming. She's gonna get me for picking on her today. So his neighbor was looking on. He was amazed, for one was a huge ox, and the other was a very small animal. The large ox towered over the little bullock. That's what they call little ox, the bullock, that was sharing the work with him. The neighbor was confused and a little angry with his farmer friend, so he stopped and he asked why he had teamed these two unequal partners together. The farmer told his neighbor to come close and look at how he had it set up. He said, notice how those traces or those reins, how they're hooked to the yoke. You will observe that the large ox is pulling all the weight, that the little bullock is being broken into the yoke, but he's not actually pulling any weight. And when I think of this passage of Scripture we studied today where Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, I'm reminded that in normal yoking, the load is equally distributed between two that are yoked together. But when we are yoked with Jesus Christ, he bears the load, and we who are yoked to him share in the joy and the accomplishment of labor, but without the burden of the yoke. You see, we can't escape a yoke. You and I, we're going to be yoked with something. Whatever we choose becomes our master, the Bible says. You're going to yoke up with something. And what are you yoked to? What are you serving? Who's driving you? A career? A lifestyle? A person? An organization? Or are you yoked to Christ? The only yoke that is not too heavy to bear is the one that's connected to Christ. If you want to rest for your soul, then you must stay connected to Christ. Let him guide you and let him carry part of your load. I find in my own life, if I start fighting his direction and I go my own way, the burden's going to be too much for me to carry. If I don't stay connected with him and rest in him and let him lead, then I'm going to get off track. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you need rest for your soul. Maybe you're not physically tired, but emotionally you are, and spiritually are, and you just need direction in your life. I put under your application section a question that I want you to really think seriously about and fill in the blank. Maybe not fill it in with a pencil, but fill it in your mind. I need to partner with Jesus in my burden for blank. What is it in your life you need to partner with Jesus? What's burdening you down? What's keeping you from resting? What's keeping you from enjoying life? Probably you're doing it by yourself. You need to take that, you need to go to Jesus and say, hook up with him. No matter how fast the speed, no matter how it goes, you take the load. I can't carry it anymore, and I'm going to let you lead me where I need to go because I know that you have what's best in mind for me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I'd like just to have a raising of hands as we close. I don't want anybody looking around. It's just for you and between you and God. Is there anybody here today that says, I got the burden that I've been carrying. I need rest from that. And I want to give it to God. Just raise your hand and put it back down. Several people, a few. Any others? Not for anybody else. probably most of us. Lord, you've seen our hands, and when we put up our hands, our hearts are going with those. And we're saying, God, we want to yoke with you. We want to be joined with you. These burdens are too much for us to carry. We want you to carry the load. And sometimes we're probably going in our own direction and we're pulling against what you want. So right now we want to surrender our control to you and say, you take it, because we know that you'll take us in the best direction. You're always with us. You never let us go. You carry the load. I ask right now for all those who raised their hand that you would just lift the load from their shoulders, that you would give them a sense of your peace. As you said, come to me and I'll give you rest. Give them rest in their spirit and help them to know that you're picking up that load right now and you will carry it with them and for them. In Jesus' name, amen.